Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9watd.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back on from Monday Night Talk. And I am your host tonight, Joe Rossi. And I have my co-host here, Kevin Tachi. A little bit of a role reversal tonight.
I don't know if that's accurate, but okay.
Okay, I think this is the first time I've ever hosted a show in this chair. And this is the first time I think Kevin has ever co-hosted a show in that chair. Or possibly not. All right, and so now we have on the line, now that we're back, we have on the line Les Gossel, who is running for state senate. Mr. Gossel, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? Kevin, thank you very much for having me on the air. I appreciate it.
Yes, Kevin has just stepped out of the room. This is Joe Rossi here hosting tonight with you. And I want to kind of have you take a second. I heard that you formally announced the other day. And why don't you take a second to kind of tell us about yourself and what kind of motivated you to run, and also what district you're running in and who you're running against.
Well, okay, Joe, as you probably know, I'm the father of Melissa Gossel. And after my daughter was brutally murdered in 1999, we took on the cause to have an habitual offender bill passed in Massachusetts. It took 13 years to get a bill passed. It's a common sense, no-brainer bill that says that those people who are habitual offenders that commit serious violent crimes over and over again shall be held accountable by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to protect children, protect our loved ones, our sisters, our wives, girlfriends, and of course ourselves. From those people that want to repeat horrible offenses. And during that 13 years, it became self-evident to me that government is broken. The government's value system is upside down, that we seem to care more about the criminal than we do about the victim. We seem to care more about, we don't care enough about what government can do for, work for us. It seems the government works against us instead of for us. And after speaking to a number of people and thinking about it, and it became self-evident that, you know what, I'm going to run for state office here in Massachusetts. And the area that I'm running for is the Norfolk Plymouth District, which is Quincy heading south. Is Quincy, is Braintree, is Rockland, is Abington, is Holbrook. So and chronologically, it's really Braintree, it's Quincy, Braintree, Holbrook, Abington, and Rockland is the eighth district. But those are the towns that we're running in. As you know, I'm a CPA. I think you know that, Joe. I'm a CPA. I have my own office in Milton, Massachusetts, about 14, 15 people. I'm also a financial advisor. And I understand what it's like for people to own a business and run a company and pay taxes in Massachusetts. We have very high fees. We have high taxes. We don't have an environment that is favorable to creating an environment that we want to draw in business. And then you look at what the Commonwealth of Massachusetts does. They end up with a tax increase on computers, technology.
Yep.
And then a few weeks later, they take it back. And a tax on technology is one. Technology is the area that we have a lot of employment. We have a tremendous amount. We have a tremendous area in terms of that. We have great schools for that. Great schools. We have a great environment. And then we want to make it unfavorable by taxing it. So do we have a state that really is in sync with itself? What are we doing? Where's our value systems? And what I really have found, which is really tremendous, is I found a lot of people really wanting to support us. I think there are a lot of people that are saying, enough is enough in this state. Let's get back accountability. Let's have an environment that supports hardworking people that want to make a better world for themselves and their family. And let's do something about that.
Les, Kevin Tachi, how are you, sir?
Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit under the weather, but my first mate has taken over the show for the evening and doing a great job.
Oh, you sound like I've been having laryngitis in my own cold. You sound like You sound like me.
Yeah, I do sound like you. I'm battling off. I don't know if it's a bug or what it is, but I'm, you know, a little bit under the weather. But I wanted to ask you, which, you know, there are a number of issues that are going on here in the Commonwealth. One of the things that I know that the Senate had passed just I think a week or two ago was the minimum wage, to increase minimum wage. Give me your thoughts on the effect of increasing minimum wage. Are you for it? Are you against it? Or would you rather see it where it's scaled to a certain degree?
Let me tell you how I feel. It's a really good question. Again, as a CPA, I think the question is a little complicated and should have some research. But the answer should be a situation is a win-win situation. You don't want to increase costs to the owner that causes the owner to lay off people. Mm. You don't want to increase costs where a cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts ends up being outrageous. On the other hand, I understand the issue why minimum wage should be increased, but there should be a balance. There should be a trade-off in terms of how to increase minimum wage or when to increase it in an environment that allows the business owner to still be in business without laying people off. It also allows the opportunity that how do you increase costs without increasing a cup of coffee or the product to the end user? And where is that balance? So I think I think what we have to do is appreciate the balance so that we create an environment that's good for the business and good for the employees. You know, as a CPA, one of the things that you come to realize, any good operation is truly a team between the employer and employee. We have to have that. Otherwise, you don't really have a successful company. A good company has good people around it. Good people deserve good wages. So you have to have that environment. There's a win-win environment and not just have it one-sided. So the issue is, how do you deal with minimum wage in a win-win situation? And that is something that we have to look at, and that's something that I think needs a dialogue and not just a one-sided answer.
Les, Joe Rossi here. What are some of the other, you talked about minimum wage, what are some of the other issues that you've heard people asking you about on the trail, some of the bigger issues that we're dealing with here in the state, or maybe an issue in particular?
Like the DCF or Department of Transitional Assistance, those problems, the probation department.
You know, I think those are really good points. they're sort of near and dear to me because, you know, I got into this being concerned about children. That's how this whole event started in 1999. And so this is an offspring from that. You have a department that is missing children. They don't know where they are. You have a department in which children are dying. Totally irresponsible department. Totally unaccountable. We need better accountability. You need a system of better checks and balances. I think when you have a director who is not being responsible, that director shouldn't be there any longer. I think it is simply wrong to have a department that mismanages people and then have the director continuing that position. There's something wrong about that. I think you see the welfare fraud. We should help those people less fortunate than us. We should take care of those people that can't take care of themselves. We should help people to get back on their feet. We have a moral, forget a legal obligation, we have a moral obligation to help people. And we all feel good when we can help somebody else. On the other hand, you know, when you have people that are abusing the system and taking advantage of it, we should be able to stop those people. We should stop welfare fraud before it keeps on going. We need a state government that doesn't just simply go along to get along, but says, you know what? We want to have a state that is proud of what people can achieve, and we want to recognize the good things that people can do. And if you're just going to abuse us, then we're going to hold you accountable for that, and we're going to stop that. And I don't think that we're doing a good job being accountable for the good people, the people that want to improve their lives, the people that want to do something better, and acknowledge those good people and kind of hold the people that want to be abusive and hold them accountable for that. And we're not doing a good job on that area. I mean, I think that when you want to give, you know, when I think you got to start off from the beginning. I think the victims' rights should be stronger. I think the Melissa bill that became Mrs. Law needs amendments. I think we can make it a better law than what it is. It's a good law, but we can take something that's good and make it better. I think that issues relating to fiscal responsibility is a serious issue. How do we make the state more fiscally responsible, and how do we create jobs? When you stop and think about fiscal responsibility, here's a question. You know, since Governor Patrick was governor, the state tax revenue has gone up like something like $8 billion, and there's been very little increase. In fact, no increase to local aid. Is that responsibility? Is that state government in the way you would want it to be? If there's a surplus from the lottery income, as there has been, and that money is not going back to the towns to pay for the snow removal, is that what you really want? Is that responsibility? I don't think so.
Right.
I think that there's a lot of issues that are relating to fiscal responsibility that drives the reason why I want to run for office and why I'm looking for the support of the people that helped me get there and bring accountability back where it belongs.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Les Gossel, who is running for state senate. Les, I got to ask you as my final question, because we only got a couple of minutes left here. Is there any bill or initiative that you would like to, you know, write or lead the way with if you are elected?
I guess that's a great question. I think there's a lot of areas I feel strongly about. I think props, besides the social issue relating to victims' rights, I have a lot of ideas about how to make the state a little bit more, make it more fiscally responsible, whether it's in terms of small businesses. And also, I'll give you another idea that we haven't really talked about. Long-term care, Medicaid, and the state, as you know, pays for nursing homes. There are ways to reduce that cost to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and help people save their money. Other states have it. It's called a partnership for long-term care. We could be doing that. The state of Massachusetts has looked into it for like 17 years, I'm told, and they haven't done that. I don't know why they haven't done it. That's one issue. Issue about small businesses. How to get more involved with small businesses. How to encourage more employment and how to encourage better paying jobs for people working at those companies. There are ways to do it. We just got to appreciate both sides of the aisle, so to speak, the employer and the employee, and work as a team to make it better for everybody.
Les, Joe Rossi here. Before we go, how do people get in touch with you? Do you have any events coming up or anything like that?
The best way to reach us, and I really would appreciate people reaching out, but the best way to reach us is go to the website, Gossel2014.com. And if you go to that website, that would be really great. And you can find us on Facebook. If you Google, you can find us on Facebook, Gossel2014.com. Or just Google us and you'll find us that way. But appreciate any feedback and support. And Joe and Kevin, love to come back anytime and sit down with you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Les, for coming on and talking to us, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you both very much for having me on, and a belated happy St. Patty's Day to you.
All right. Thanks very much. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.